Welcome to the Rosetta Health podcast series. Direct Trust recently announced the creation of a consensus body to pursue the development of an implementation guide that utilizes the direct standard to increase interoperability between ADT notifications. And today we're speaking with Scott Stewie, CEO and President of Direct Trust, about this new consensus body, as well as other health data exchange related topics. And Scott, thanks for joining us today.
Great to be on.
Awesome. So let's jump in. So before we talk about your new consensus body, if you don't mind, can you remind our listeners about Direct Trust, the mission, history, and all that good stuff?
Sure. Direct Trust is an interoperability consortium, I guess you could say, but we're also a bunch of other things. We're a membership organization with around 100 members. We do standards development. We are a network, a very large network of health information exchange endpoints or connected parties. And we're also a trust framework. Our goal is to instill trust in the exchange of healthcare information, which we enable through a technical trust framework that, you know, it depends on digital certificates, sort of the mechanism that the whole World Wide Web uses to make sure people are who they say they are and that data is being exchanged in a secure fashion. So that's what we do.
All right, great. Thanks for that rundown. And let's switch over and talk about this new consensus body that you formed. And I believe it was created in response to the CMS rule on ADT notifications. Tell us more about that.
That's true. So the CMS interoperability and patient access rule had, a half dozen or thereabouts separate topics that it addressed. But one of them was this notion that hospitals and critical access hospitals and psychiatric hospitals and a bunch of other folks need to be able to send messages outbound to other facilities and interested parties that are contain the information about the encounter that just took place. They call that stuff ADTs or admits, transfers, and discharges. Those ADTs are the important elements that people want to understand about what happens in an inpatient setting in particular. So if you're the primary care provider, you'd have a great deal of interest to know that your patient has arrived at the emergency department, for example. So that's the basic obligation under the rule is for hospitals. This is a condition of participation under the Medicare. So they have to send these messages. And the date for that is actually coming up really fast. So in May of 2021, May 1st, 2021, it's basically a year after the information appeared in the Federal Register. Initially, it was to be 6 months, but then the COVID thing caused a delay. So it's pushed out to May of 2021.
Okay, great. Now, I understand that the Direct Trust EHR Roundtable really helped play a role to form this consensus body. And tell us more about that.
Well, the really interesting thing about this is that I think as electronic health record companies were evaluating, you know, the work that they would need to do to make this capability available for their clients, these are particularly the organizations that are the ones that would want to send the data. A couple of those organizations reached out to us and said, you know, we think that Direct is a great way to do this. The Direct standard is a great way to send notifications messages, but there isn't really a standard for the content that would go into the message. And so they kind of reached out to us. So these were the same folks that kind of convened as a part of that EHR roundtable, which is basically 14 of the largest EHR companies in the country. And those represent really almost all of the largest, you know, EHR companies that there are. We also had a reach out from an organization I would think of as more of a receiver, somebody who's works strictly in the ambulatory or the practice space. And they had the same concern. They were concerned, and these were independent requests from participants in our EHR roundtable that sort of got to know what we were doing in that space. And they basically asked us, these two folks asked us to convene the discussion. So then we got together the EHR roundtable initially to just sort of talk through, you know, whether we should do this and how. And it was determined that the best way to do this would be for Direct Trust to convene a, you know, an ANSI process through our ANSI standards body and really move this along really quickly. And so the excitement about this is that it actually attracted a lot of folks other than electronic health record companies. At this point, we have over 50 people who are actually participating. Yesterday was the first meeting of the consensus body, and the voting members, there are basically 30 different companies that are voting members and over 50 participants that are part of the discussion. And that is going to be a terrific opportunity to make sure that what we decide about this is going to be useful for all constituencies, because standards development is a consensus-driven process. And so it's typically complicated and takes a long time. This group of folks are very motivated because May is coming up fast.
Yeah, it really is. That's great. That's awesome to hear about the consensus that was created for the consensus body there. And let's shift to a little bit here and tell us about your new Trusted Instant Messaging Plus. I believe it's called TIM Plus.
Right. Well, you know, this is another one of our consensus bodies in our standards efforts. And the interesting thing about, so when you think about direct messaging is a communications vehicle that's based on email protocols. And direct messaging is widely deployed. There's, you know, basically, you know, over 2 million endpoints that are out there that are connectable by direct messaging today. Well, I think the same community that does that had an interest in trying to enable another communications vector, if you will. There's this notion of instant messaging that folks are doing, you know, in lots of platforms today. Instant messaging has the benefit of being able to, you know, communicate with lots of different people at once, where you can basically, as we do, for instance, on a call like this, we're all virtually, you know, anywhere we need to be. So an instant messaging model is a unique capability and might really provide huge value to the healthcare system. So what we advanced was this notion that we could take the same basic ideas that are a part of the direct messaging paradigm, which is, you know, to use email as a way to get information back and forth between people in the healthcare context, and to do that instead using instant messaging metaphors and capabilities. And the plus in Trusted Instant Messaging Plus is the other aspects that kind of grew on top of basic trust and instant messaging. So the platform, for instance, we're using today to capture this podcast is an example of that, where both audio and video and, you know, the exchange of text messages and document exchange activities can all be done in an interactive model that actually involves more than one or two or as many as you'd like participants. And so the thing that's interesting about what Trusted Instant Messaging would allow is cross-platform, cross-enterprise communication. So today, if you and I want to have a conversation via, you know, GoToMeeting, for example, we've got to both use GoToMeeting, right? You're going to use GoToMeeting, I'm going to use GoToMeeting. But in Trusted Instant Messaging Plus, if two platforms had the capabilities that are embedded in the standard that we're developing, they would be able to communicate to each other, knowing for certain that they are talking to whom they think they're talking, in the same way direct messaging ensures the identity of the person I'm communicating with. TIM Plus would use that same capability. So that's the basic thoughts about this, is Trusted Instant Messaging Plus allows for instant communications, video and audio, in a trusted way so that you can actually talk to somebody, know who they are, know that they're in fact the doctor that you just heard about and that you got an appointment with, know that in fact this is the doctor that you want to have a consultation with to get a second opinion. I mean, those are the kinds of things that TIM Plus is about. So we're really excited about that. The status of the Trusted Instant Messaging activity is that they just have announced, just published a draft standard for trial use, which means it's ready to use, ready to download and try and see how it works. So we're excited to see folks give that a trial. And in fact, there is a Connectathon, which had been an opportunity for folks to see if they can download a version of this software embedded in their technology and make a connection to another party that does that. So we're going to do that in November. It's November 12th. So very excited about that as well. So that's kind of what's happening in the Trusted Instant Messaging space.
That's great. Really good stuff there. Really exciting offering there. And speaking of great work and direct trust, y'all are doing a lot of awesome stuff. We also have all these ONC interoperability deadlines on the horizon, ADT deadlines, as you mentioned. A lot going on here, but from your perspective, what does the future hold when it comes to health data exchange?
Well, you know, the only constant in healthcare and technology is change. So we can absolutely be certain that there's going to be continued growth in all of this. I think that there's a huge focus on how to get to some of the new standards that are of interest out there. So around FHIR and other things, I think that the biggest and most complicated thing on the horizon that is actually just now getting ahead of steam in the government's activities is the general notion of identity and patient matching. And while these two topics are related, they're different, right? They're two different topics, but they're both kind of potentially solved by being able to establish an identifier that can be utilized in different contexts across healthcare and perhaps outside of healthcare. So that's kind of the goal of some work that's kicking up right now. I think that what you'll see in the new administration, kind of regardless of who's running it, and part of what you know, what you probably know is that the ONC has a group of folks in it that are professionals that have frankly been constants through, from administration to administration. And you've seen an awful lot of forward progress in the last 10 years because of that kind of continuity in the ONC. So I would expect that continuity to result in continued focus on identity and patient matching heading into this new era. And I do believe that that has a huge impact on the questions related to COVID-19. Being able to know who I'm talking to is really important when I'm doing contact tracing and I'm communicating information about positivity or other aspects of COVID-19 treatment. That I think is going to really implicate the importance of knowing who I'm talking to and reliably being able to identify the artifacts of care with the artifacts of care someplace else. That's the patient matching problem. So in any case, those are the things I think are really going to take hold as important in the next 4 years.
Great, great. Scott, I really appreciate your insights there and your insights overall on this podcast today. And before we sign off, is there anything else to add or anything we may have missed?
You know, I don't think so, except I would just say that we are very much dedicated to allowing the healthcare information exchange ecosystem to benefit from what we have learned. So Direct Trust has provided that trust in identity that enables exchange in the Direct Trust ecosystem. We are eager to utilize that same trust capability in lots of different contexts and really looking forward to collaborating both with our community and with the ONC and others to kind of coordinate what we can do with what still needs to be done in this kind of identity and trust and identity realm.
Excellent. Great. Well, what a great way to end this podcast. And for all of our listeners, you just heard an exclusive Rosetta Health podcast interview with Scott Stewie, who's the CEO and president of Direct Trust. And Scott was kind enough to share his insights on his organization's creation of a new consensus body that is pursuing the development of an implementation guide that utilizes the Direct standard to increase interoperability between ADT notifications. And we talked about many other health data exchange related topics today. And Scott, as always, thank you so much for your time.
Great to be here. Thanks so much.